And welcome to This Week in MCU, the weekly after show talking all things Marvel Cinematic Universe related. I'm Kurt, and with me, just like 20 minutes ago, is my friend Senraven.
Oh my god, I'm still awake.
You're still awake. So we're going to skip right over the news, because we didn't have anything new.
No, not really.
But we will say, if you want to follow us, you can follow us on twitch.tv/VO by Kurt and subscribe to the podcast by going to anchor.fm/thisweekinmcu or just search for This Week in MCU wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to watch us live, best thing to do is click follow and the bell on Twitch, and you'll know when we go live, because we're going live whenever there's something Marvel video related to go over. So if you have any comments, questions, suggestions, send an email to thisweekinmcu@gmail.com. And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts /iTunes, we will read it live right here during the recording of the podcast. One more thing. Warning, warning. This podcast will contain spoilers. If you have not seen Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special yet, go back and watch it and come back and listen to this, because there will be spoilers and there are things to be spoiled. Mark my words. All right. We jump right into it. At the beginning, we get the Marvel Studios special presentation, which I said it before. I'm going to say it again. It feels very 80s network special, CBS specifically, and I love it. We get the Marvel Flicker, which the beginning of the Marvel Flicker, where they flip through different scenes from the MCU, they replace with holiday and Christmas scenes from Marvel comic books. That, so they have different scenes that were actually in comics, with Santa and whatnot through them. And then we flip back over to the normal one where they show scenes from the movies. They have added She-Hulk into it. They have added Shuri already from Wakanda Forever into it.
Nice.
And was there another one? I don't think so. I think that was it. They're right on top of things and just adding those things very quickly. We now flip over to, by the time the flicker is done, we get that Marvel Studios logo, but this one's surrounded by Christmas lights. And
it was very cute.
And there's snow going. So we start with a Christmas special cartoon. We're aboard the Eclector, which is Yondu's ship. And we see a young Peter Quill and a young Kraglin making a Christmas tree as kids. Well,
animated.
Yeah, animated. Yep. And Peter is definitely a kid. Kraglin, young adult. Let's say young adult. And Yondu comes in and he's having none of it. He says, "This all looks like sentiment, and sentiment will get you killed out here in the cold, harsh space. I hate Christmas."
Thank you, Scrooge.
Yep. He's definitely the Grinch of this episode.
Yeah. It kind of threw me, though, because it came in and it's animated. And I was like, wait a minute. Is this whole thing animated?
Me too.
I don't remember. Like, I don't think it's supposed to be.
And I saw a trailer, and I'm going, the trailer didn't show any cartoon animated. So you hear a voiceover talking about how Yondu is, like, having none of it and all that. And it's Kraglin. And we see Kraglin in live action, and his last words are, "And that's how Yondu ruined Christmas forever." And Kraglin is telling the story to Drax, Nebula, and Mantis, and Drax is laughing. He goes, "I like it when he ruined the Christmas tree." It's like, okay, Drax, jerk. So they are they're currently on Nowhere, and we find out, spoiler number one, that they bought Nowhere from the Collector.
Oh.
And so we find out a couple things. The Collector is still alive, because otherwise who are they going to pay? And now the Guardians own Nowhere. And they have to spend a bunch of time administrating there and figuring out, you know, how to make all this work. So, and they're repairing it because nowhere was beat to crap.
Yeah.
So, by Thanos, you know, right? I mean,
investment is important, and you know, location, location, location.
Right.
Nowhere, nobody knows where nowhere is.
So the next scene is we get Rocket and Cosmo, and we've seen Cosmo in a couple of the movies as just the dog in the astronaut outfit. And
but we did have a voice for him previously.
We did not.
I thought we did.
I don't think so. Where? Because I think this is the first time.
Oh, really?
I think it is. I think it is. We had a voice for Howard.
That's true. Maybe, I guess.
In fact, Howard was the one that said, "Why do you let him lick you like that?"
Well, okay. Maybe they didn't voice him before.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because Cosmo is voiced by Maria... I'm going to mess up her last name, but it's like Balaclava. And
which is just... like, I like the voice, but it's incorrect.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with it. It's fine, but
sure.
It struck me as odd because I'm going, "Whoa, I wasn't expecting that voice out of Cosmo," because right. Cosmo was a dude dog.
Yep.
Now, to be fair, we've never seen him outside the suit. So,
that's fair.
Yeah. So, and Cosmo has telekinesis and his speaking is telepathic. Like, he's not actually speaking words. He's got a, it's kind of telepathic. He's got a collar that makes him speak like Doug from Up. So Cosmo is trying to repair some grates and lifting them up telepathically. And Rocket calls Cosmo a stupid mutt, and Cosmo drops the grating he was raising and says, "Look, I'm not going to do any more work if you keep demeaning me." And Rocket apologizes. He goes, "Oh, yeah, and I want one of those yummy treats that you have in your pocket." So Rocket gives him a doggy treat. We flip over to Peter, and there's an alien who stops Peter and says, "Hey, you know, we found a bunch of these Earth instruments, and we want to play you a song based on what we heard about Christmas." Because they heard from Chris, they heard from, let me see if I can get this right, from Rocket, who heard from Cosmo, who heard from, no, from Kraglin, who heard from Cosmo, from Rocket, who heard from Cosmo, who heard, there was like this giant telephone line thing, and they're singing a song. Now they've mastered these instruments in the short time that they've had them. Sen, if you're saying something, you're
muted. I did mute it.
That's right.
Because I sneezed and I forgot to turn it back on.
That's all right.
Yeah, they mastered them in like 3 days.
Something like that, yeah. And so this is one of the other little Easter egg things. The band is the Old 97s.
Which is actually a really good band.
Yeah. And the song is great. So
yes,
the title is coming up while the song goes because that's what happens in Guardians stuff. And the first line says Santa is a master burglar. And I found the whole song funny. And
the entire song is a lot of fun. I hope they had a blast recording it because
they had to, right?
It was definitely a lot of fun to listen to and be like, "Wait, what? Why? No, he's not going to roast your chestnuts."
Right, right. There are so many good lines in it. I was going to try to write them all down, but it's really the whole song. So if you can find it, go listen to it. It's called "I Don't Know What Christmas Is, But Christmas Time Is Here."
Yeah, if you want to hear it, you know, drop by the stream. I'm sure it's not going to get played three or four times today like it did yesterday.
Oh, did it? Did it really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh,
it's so good.
We got it. We got a couple of requests for it right away.
Right.
And just to rewind it a little bit back, James Gunn did confirm that they're making Cosmo female. So Maria Bakalova is the voice. they're making Cosmo female because it is based on Laika, which was the original Russian dog that went up in space.
Okay.
In the comics, it's a boy dog.
Right, right.
But I guess for the movies, they're making it a girl
and again, dog. I don't really care. And
yeah,
and,
it doesn't really matter.
And the voice works, so.
I yeah. think the voice that was that I had associated with it was probably from the video game.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, that which was absolutely really good. Yeah. That game was really good. The voice work was excellent. If you guys haven't seen it or don't know the story, go look it up. It's really well done. Great game. But yeah, there was a lot of Cosmo in it. I think that's why I was like, they just did a voice for him recently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if it's the video game. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. So we see the next kind of spoiler Easter egg thing. We see Groot dancing in the background, and Groot has grown.
He's weird looking.
He's bulky, like as if he's been working out, and he's bigger because he was a lanky teenage Groot last time we saw him, and now he is young adult Groot,
something like that.
And so he's dancing in the background while the band is playing. And Peter is disgusted by the whole song and he moves away because again, the lyrics are just funny, and he gets him like the whole meaning of Christmas and the whole point of Santa completely wrong. It's like if you're not good, he'll leave dung in your stocking, which is probably the closest thing to real as it could have been, because it's coal. But there's a whole bunch of really cool lines in that. You got to listen to it. So we flip over to Mantis and Drax, and they're talking. And Mantis wants to do something for Peter because of her secret, which is that spoiler coming up again. This is another spoiler. But Drax goes, what, because you ate all the Zarg nuts? And she goes, no, not that secret. And he goes, it's because you're Quill's sister. Which,
what?
Yep. So yeah. there was a hint of this in Guardians 2. And if you remember when Ego was finally revealing how he went to all these planets and nabbed all these women to try to find a suitable heir, in one of the dioramas, because you remember he was showing these like claymation diorama things. Yep. In one of the dioramas, there was somebody he showed him embracing a woman who looks like she's from Mantis's species with the antenna and the facial coloring. So that was a little bit of a hint of that. Apparently in a deleted scene, they actually in Guardians 2, they actually explicitly say that Mantis was Ego's kid.
Okay.
So, one of the things we were saying in the other episode is that Marvel took down a special or removed a scene from a special on Disney Plus because they had actually revealed that Mantis was Quill's sister in that special, which came before the holiday special, and they wanted to keep it as a reveal for the holiday special. So, doesn't matter. We find out about that, and she says she doesn't want to tell Peter that she's his sister because she doesn't want to remind him of Ego, because Ego was a bad thing, right? And Peter is still sad about Gamora, so they don't want to pile on. So she goes, we got to figure something to get Peter. And Drax goes, well, if you hadn't eaten all the Zarg nuts, we could have given him those. And that's when you see her flip out. She goes, enough about the Zarg nuts. He goes,
Shouty Mantis is actually really great.
She's great. And Drax is like, well, what if we get not something special, but someone special? We can go to Earth and get Kevin Bacon.
And give the great hero.
The great hero, Kevin Bacon. And we can give Kevin Bacon to Peter for Christmas. Okay. And Mantis and Drax jumps in a ship and goes to Earth. So they enter the atmosphere and you see people freaking out on the sidewalk. And Mantis is going, why are they staring? Drax, did you forget to cloak the ship? And he goes, no. And he reaches over and twists a knob. She goes, I saw you do that. So they go park behind the Hollywood sign. And they go walking down Hollywood Boulevard looking for Kevin Bacon. Because that's what you do. On Hollywood Boulevard, there are movie posters everywhere, as you might imagine, right?
Yep.
A lot of those movie posters feature Kingo, including a poster for Kingo's Christmas. Now, what was weird is one of the other videos that I watch, I hadn't realized it, but if you remember, Kingo is gone. Like,
yeah.
The Celestial took him.
Yeah.
And so it could be that his production company is just releasing these movies or re-releasing these movies.
It might be re-releases. They might be something he shot before, right. And you exactly. know, they were ready to go.
Right. He might have a vault of movies, kind of like Prince.
Exactly.
So they go down Hollywood Boulevard, and this is where we get a whole bunch of people in character costumes, right? So they see Captain America, and Mantis goes, Steve! And she goes, jumps into his arms, and the guy's freaking out. He's going, what? And he takes off because he's not Steve Rogers. He's just a guy in a Captain America costume. Okay. This next Easter egg spoiler thing is the thing that threw me. So they see, normally on Hollywood Boulevard, one of the things that you see is guys in Transformers outfits. Well, they're not going to do Transformers in this movie because
they can't.
But they did a GoBot.
Yeah.
A GoBot of the character Psy-Kill. And GoBots are considered a knockoff second-rate Transformer.
Transformers, yeah.
GoBots preceded Transformers, by the way. They came out before Transformers. But doesn't matter. So they see this GoBot character, and Drax freaks the hell out, and Mantis has to hold him back, and she goes, a GoBot killed his cousin. So
I missed that she said, I thought she said robot killed his cousin.
No, a GoBot.
It's funnier the other way.
Oh my God. So look, this means GoBots are in the MCU as actual transforming robots.
Yes.
Which is also a little weird because GoBots are a Tonka brand. So, I don't know. But they made GoBots part of the MCU. And I love it so much. So, then we see a montage of tourists starting to take pictures with Drax and Mantis. Because their costumes are awesome. Because they're not costumes.
And yeah. And giving them money.
And they're giving them money. They're giving them a whole bunch of cash. So Mantis, because she has no pockets apparently, she's literally carrying an armful of cash down the street. And they find their way into a club. And they put it all on the bar. And they say, your finest libations. And they have shots. And Mantis does the cartoon thing. She takes a shot. She goes, ah, and she breathes out smoke. And
which was just the fact that they did that kept me laughing for a little while.
It was so funny. And then it looks like she's in pain. And then she goes, another. And then we go into a montage of them dancing of her dancing on the dance floor. Of them having drinks all night, a dude comes up to Drax and says, "Hey, let's get out on the dance floor. You know, let's go dance." And he and Drax goes, "Dancing is for people who are pathetic." And the guy goes, "Okay, let's have shots then." He goes, "All right, two shots of tequila." And he and Drax just is at the bar drinking all night. We get out of the montage and we see Mantis and Drax on the curb and they are hammered. They're just drunk. And Mantis is like, "We're never going to find Kevin Bacon." And this dude at a kiosk says, "Oh,
oh no, it was a lady.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was a lady. Yeah. It was a lady." She says, here's a map of the stars. You want to find who Kevin Bacon is? Here you go. Here's a map of the stars. It's $40." And Mantis is like going, "I don't have any more money." And then she uses her powers and says, "You're going to give me the map for free and give me all the cash that you have on you.
Give me all your money."
So they do a little map of the stars thing, and we see the path that they take to get to Kevin Bacon's house. They go by like Arnold Schwarzenegger's house and I don't know, a few other folks. And they get to Kevin Bacon's house. And Kevin is inside, you know, getting a meal ready, waiting for his wife and kids to get home. And on the TV is Santa Claus versus the Martians, which
classic.
It's classic. I love it. So he's sitting there watching it. He's laughing, and Mantis rings the bell, and it's like a ring bell. So Kevin's looking outside. And she's going, "We need you for our friend." And he's going, "Yeah, I can't help you." And she keeps ringing the bell, keeps ringing the bell, keeps ringing the bell until he shuts it off. And she's looking, and they're at the front gate, and the gate's pretty tall. And she's going to Drax, "Hey, I wonder if you could throw me over the gate. You know, I wonder if..." And then he just picks her up and throws her.
Throws her.
Yeah. And she lands basically on her face, and she goes, "I wasn't even done talking. What are you doing?" And then Drax jumps over the gate, which means he could have carried her, probably.
Most likely.
So they get over the gate, and of course it's Kevin Bacon. He's got his house, his yard all decked out. So Drax sees an inflatable elf, and he grabs it, and he goes, "Oh my God, this is the best thing ever. I'm keeping this." And Mantis grabs a giant candy cane, and she goes, "Well, maybe that's what they're here for people to take." And so they carry it around with them for a while. Not sure why, but that's okay. Well, I do know why now, in hindsight. But so they knock on the door and ring the front door ring. And Kevin comes to the door, and he goes, "Hey, look, you can't be doing this. This isn't good.
This is private property. I'm calling the cops."
So he calls the police. And Drax just busts through a window and comes in, and they start chasing him around the house, which, is pretty awesome. For some reason, Kevin Bacon jumps out a window onto a giant, or a giant hedge and slides down. That's a risk Kevin Bacon shouldn't ought to be taking. So They're chasing them, and there's a little conversation about Drax Drax had dropped his elf, and he's looking at the candy cane that Mantis has, and he says, "Well, you have your man. Why can't I get my elf?" And she's going, "You think this is a man?" And she goes, "I just think it's a shape," because she doesn't know what a candy cane is, right?
Right.
So they chase after Kevin. So Drax is upset because he lost his elf. But they chase after Kevin, and the police show up, and Drax and Mantis are approaching because the police have met up with Kevin. And the police start shooting at Drax, and he's laughing because the bullets tickle. And he's like, stop, you're going to make me pee my pants. And he doesn't, which is good, but
yeah, because we don't need to see that.
Right. Mantis runs around and starts putting all the police to sleep. And she's got some fighting skills. It was good to see.
They did a pretty good quick fight scene.
Yeah. We see Drax flip a police car and he's laughing, and Mantis is like going, "Dude, you can't kill people. Like, yeah, we're not doing that." And she goes to check, and she goes, "Are you guys okay?" And they're going, "Yeah." They're upside down in the police car, and she gives them her candy cane. She goes, "This is for you. Even Stevens, we're all good now, right?" So they take off, except they see a Christmas store across the street. And they convince Kevin that Kevin wants, that Mantis uses her powers. Kevin wants to go with them. Okay, cool. So, and they rob a Christmas store and leave, and they take like all the decorations. So they're on the ship and they talk with Kevin and talk about, "Hey, what was it like when you basically were the hero of that town where you beat everybody just by dancing?" He goes, "Oh, no. That was just a character I played, Ren, whatever his last name was." And they talk about, they realize that Kevin is actually just an actor.
And actors are repugnant.
Actors are repugnant. And Mantis starts making gagging noises.
Which I didn't need to hear that. The gagging, I can skip on the gagging noises. Yeah.
And they realize they got Quill the worst gift ever, a disgusting actor. So Mantis goes, "Okay." She touches him and goes, "You're going to be a hero." And he starts acting like a World War II vet. And she goes, no. He goes, "I'm the Batman." Or no, "I'm Bruce Wayne." And Drax is like, "Who's Bruce Wayne?" And Mantis goes, "No, be Kevin Bacon, but if you didn't suck."
Which, a little rude and uncalled for, but all right.
It was great. It was so funny. And Kevin Bacon's laughing, and he goes, "Normally that would tick me off, but I feel pretty good right now." So we flip over back to Peter, and Peter's eating something by himself, and Groot is looking at him through a window, and Peter sees Groot, and Groot runs away. And
that's not suspicious at all.
Nope. So Peter has to get up and investigate what's going on. Quill finds Mantis, and Mantis signals Drax, and Drax hits the switch because they lit up the whole courtyard in nowhere with Christmas lights.
And then, which looked really cool.
Which did look really cool.
Like I want to go to that Christmas street.
Right. And then Nebula hits a switch that rigs up that sets off the snow machine, which is just like soap bubbles and stuff. But it was a great effect. And Peter is just blown away. And Mantis is like, "Merry Christmas from all of us." And Groot wheels out a gift box with a bow, and it's all moving around. And you're hearing from inside the box, "Hey, I'm having a hard time breathing in here.
I'm about to pass out."
And Peter's like going, "Oh no, what's going on?" And Peter opens the box, and it's Kevin Bacon. And Quill's like, "What did you guys do?" And Mantis says, "We got you Kevin Bacon for Christmas." And he's like, "You got me a human being as a present? That's not a gift, that's human trafficking." And Kevin's like, "Oh man, I'm totally stoked to be here." And Peter goes, "You used your powers on him, didn't you?" He goes, "Undo that trance." And he does. And Bacon starts freaking out because,
of course,
yeah, he's in outer space with a whole bunch of aliens. So Peter says, "Look, I'm going to bring you back home. Don't worry about it. We'll bring you back to Earth, but don't run." And he immediately takes off. But not before we get a 2-second cameo from Mark Hamill playing a drunk Santa.
Oh my God, was that actually him? That was him?
Mark Hamill.
Oh God.
All we see, like, there are no words. All we see is him taking a swig from a bottle and wobbling a little bit. And that's about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Nebula goes, "I'll get him back." And And Peter's like, don't kill Kevin Bacon. So Nebula's upset, but she goes and gets him. Kraglin gets back on the ship, and they get Bacon. We didn't get a whole Bacon chase scene, which is fine by me. So Kraglin gets Bacon on the ship, and Kraglin tells Bacon about the stories that Peter's told over the years about Kevin Bacon and the movies and whatnot. But because of Bacon, Peter is a hero. Like, they talked about Footloose, and Kraglin's going, Pete literally saved the galaxy by having a dance-off. And Kevin's cell phone rings, and it's his wife, Kira Sedgwick.
It was actually her doing the voice.
Yes. She's credited as doing the voice. She's like, there was two phone calls with her on the other end. And it might have been one of those things where Kevin said, look, I'm not even doing this for what my normal rate is.
But, of course.
You know, throw me a bone. Let me have my wife on here too. And, you know, we'll do it. It'll be fine. So they're getting ready to take off. And Kevin looks at Kraglin and he talks to his wife and he says, look, I think I'm going to be a little bit late. I need to teach some folks about Christmas. And we flip over to Kevin playing with the old 97s band.
Which was not good of a song.
It wasn't that great of a song, but it was fine. And it wasn't a normal Christmas song that you hear. So,
no.
I think it's Christmas Time or something like that. And we see a gift-giving montage among all the Guardians, and Pete gives an old-school Game Boy to Groot, which was pretty cool. Okay, here's the other spoiler. Again, this is all weird to me, man, because it's like this affects things. Okay. So Nebula gives Rocket a gift.
Oh, yeah.
It's Bucky's arm.
It's Bucky's arm.
And it's not his old arm. It's his Wakandan arm.
Yeah. Maybe he got an upgrade. Maybe. The older version.
Maybe, but holy crap. Cosmo brings a dead animal to Kraglin.
It was very sweet.
Yep. Mantis gives Drax the inflatable elf that he lost, which makes him go nutty. He loves it so much. And Groot, which I think harkens back to the I Am Groot little miniseries shorts that they did.
Yeah.
Groot gives everybody little dioramas, Hearts and Crafts dioramas that he made. Which he did some artwork in I Am Groot, the shorts. But, yep. But they all are like scenes from the special, except for, well, I guess it technically is. Kraglin's gift was the best gift of all.
Yes.
He gets a model of Kraglin holding his model of Kraglin holding his model of Kraglin. I think somebody counted. You could see like five iterations.
But that one was definitely the best one.
Oh, it was so good. Super cute. And so there's a Guardians group hug, and Nebula kind of looks at the group and looks at the camera and says, wow, I guess all actors aren't complete pieces of shit.
There's a little self-referential.
And look, Karen Gillan is awesome, right?
Yes.
And so she's like Nebula dead face the entire time she's doing this. So funny. Quill and Mantis talk, and Peter's like going, so why did you do this? Like, this is crazy. And Mantis says, well, Kraglin told us all about Yondu's Christmas that he ruined. And Peter says, Kraglin doesn't know how that story ended, actually. And we get another animated clip, which shows that Yondu finds the present that he gets from Peter, which was one of those little figurines, kind of like a troll figure type thing from the first movie, but a little figure, first movie. And Yondu laughs, and Yondu actually leaves a gift for Quill, which are the quad blasters that he uses, which was kind of nice. And Mantis says that she wanted to do something special because, well, Ego's my dad too. And Peter's like, wait, does that mean you're my sister? And he goes, that's the greatest gift I could ever get. Aww.
It's a Hallmark movie.
It's a Hallmark moment, right? And and then we get back to the animated thing, and Yondu places the green figure on his console, and it's all fun. They take off, and the exhaust from the ship spells out, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all. Credits. And in true Marvel fashion, we get an end credit scene. Not a mid-credits, yep. But an end credit scene. And it's Rocket and Cosmo who are decorating Groot, because I think everybody was thinking about it. You know, Groot's yep. a tree. what are they going to do? And they're decorating Groot, and Groot drops his arms, and all the decorations fall off. And Cosmo's like, oh, Groot ruined another Christmas.
And we're going to have another special.
And Rocket says that we're going to have another special. And he says it right to the camera.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a foreshadow. I kind of hope it so. Is. even if they took a subset of the Guardians and did something like that for them, I'm completely happy. I loved this holiday special.
It was fun.
It was so fun. Yeah. I was only bummed that it went by so fast. Because it just seemed to go really quickly. And good on Kevin Bacon, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
They could have switched him out with David Hasselhoff or somebody.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, because David Hasselhoff already did the cameo, right?
So, yes.
So they could have done that. But I just love that he did this. So, with that, I presume you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I had a blast with it.
Yeah.
We watched it Friday night.
Yeah. I may go back and watch it again.
Yeah.
Just because it's so fun. But with that, Sen, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SenRevan for Marvel Strike Force gameplay, some Marvel Snap gameplay, and a few other things here and there. So come on by and say hello.
Cool. You can find me everywhere except on Twitter because of my stupid ban on Twitter for some reason. Still trying to appeal to Elon Musk and try to figure out how I can get unbanned.
But if you guys were wondering why Twitter's failing, it's because they block Kurt.
Yep, yep. I'm texting him from another account almost every day. but I can be found everywhere at VO by Kurt on Twitch, on Instagram, on Pinterest, on TikTok. I do the This Week in MCU, obviously, with Sen. We do FTH Beyond whenever we can on Thursday nights. And I do a series of videos on TikTok right now called Fat Guy because I am a fat guy and it's basically vlogging my journey on weight loss. And last night I recorded episode 80 of a daily vlog.
Damn.
So, yeah, I know. It's a little crazy. So if you're at all interested in that, just go search for me on TikTok at VO by Kurt. And with that, we will see you next time, which very well may be February. So
we don't really have anything coming up till February.
Send us some emails. We'll see you later. Yeah. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody. Merry Christmas.